It's time for the Mr. Sports Show on ESPN 94.7. Call the show now at 330-744-0947. Now, here's your host, Mr. Sports.
Yeah, we are back for hour number two. What a first hour, Tommy. That flew by.
I can't even believe it.
Like an airline jet. Tom Sharp, my special guest co-host today, Arbutus Durso, still in the studio. I better get it right. So, Arbutus, if I could ask you real quick for a second, when did you get married? And had you ever been married before? Because you were always that beautiful, eligible, single female forever, as long as I've known you.
Well, the name Arbutus, beautiful.
I really never thought I would get married, but I found an exceptional guy. Mm-hmm. We dated for over 10 years.
Oh, wow.
He got me to commit, which was easy to do. I mean, he is everything I could have possibly
did wanted. He propose to you at Pizza Hut?
No,
where was it when he?
I was hungover.
Did he get down on his knees?
Side of the road puking, and he thought it would make me feel better.
Is that true? That is true love. That's were puking, and he held your head for you.
Hey, I think I got something that will feel better. Yeah.
Here, honey, I'll pull your hair for you so you don't become a mess. Oh my God, that's a beautiful love story.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Man right after my heart.
Oh, that's a good
one. Oh, my God.
Never heard that one before.
Well, there you go.
On Mr. Sports Show.
I'm telling you.
There's an idea for you guys out there. Come on. You
want to commit? Goodness at home, you guys.
You want to get a commitment? There's how you get one.
This man really loves me.
It's that or saving her life. One of the two.
Oh, my God.
That's a true commitment.
How long has the marriage been so far?
We just got married in May.
In May.
Oh, wow.
And so the early returns are good? Yay, nay?
Oh, yeah. We're good. We're good.
Really? Yeah, I'd imagine a lot of men hit on you out in public. So he has to deal with that. Is he a jealous sort of guy or
no? No, and I think that's one of the reasons he lasted. I've never put up with any of that nonsense. I mean, I'm respectful and I expect respect. So.
And you said that you'd been in the bar business forever. Name some of the places that you've been involved
with. I met her at Shots years ago. We've been good friends since.
At Shots?
I was staying there on a blizzard night.
Wow. Yeah, I managed the voodoo for 15.
And then we hit it off so good that we became good friends.
Wow. Is there any hanky-panky between you two from the past? Come on, be candid.
She helped me buy my house. She represented me buying my house. I owe her a lot.
Okay. And I see you have that big, glorious swimming pool in your backyard.
Yeah.
Have you and Arbutus, in fact, been skinny dipping together ever?
Not quite.
Never in the past.
Her microphone is off.
I think Mr. Sports doesn't understand.
And Chuck, you got to admit to me, you probably thought about it, though. You wish.
She did jump in my pool.
All right, there you go. There you go. At least you invited her down there. Arbutus, involved with the real estate industry. Why don't you give the company another plug?
So I work with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Stauffer Realty. We are national. We are known for luxury, but we do all things real estate.
Wow.
If you're looking for an efficient, educated real estate agent that has their heart in it, because we are selective about who we hire.
Do you ever get that one guy that has you show him like 50 houses and never purchases anything? That would be me. I'm just saying. You know, like, come on, damn it, buy something.
Yeah, I usually make them put gas in my car and buy lunch.
You?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Did you ever go with somebody that does something like that, like with a helpless feeling, man, I got to show this idiot another house again. He's going to turn it away and says he has to think about it.
No, I do rather well, so I don't really need to put up with the nonsense.
Okay. Can you tell when somebody walks in a house, when they're looking around, they get all, glitzy-eyed and everything that... I think I got to buy here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You could definitely tell.
Wow.
You could definitely tell. And you could tell when they don't like the house.
Why? What, will they say something? That's ugly?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they'll just get to the door and be like, this isn't it. And they don't even want to.
At the door?
At the door. Curb appeal is everything.
It is.
That entrance means a lot.
Wow. And again, it's a situation where people can get finance a lot easier than they think. It's not an impossible situation.
It's not, and it's the American dream. I mean, the major three stressors in life are child, marriage, and a house. And I like being a part of that positive.
Very, very impressive. Chuck, we're going to bring you back in for a second.
I'd just like to say one more thing.
What do you want to say, my friend?
I'd like to send up my appreciation out to Ross Eatery and their staff for letting us do this going on 4 years.
4 years now.
They embrace it. They give us... the hospitality of family.
Wow. And Arbutus, a big reason why this was enabled and continued on. Because without her, Chuck, let's face it.
Oh, I know.
You don't have this event.
No.
I didn't
have enough energy at the time, and I didn't have enough willpower at the time. And she instilled that in me. I mean, she made me realize that this is the thing I need to do.
That's the real estate in her.
That's the positivity. I don't do toxic, and I think everybody needs a lift.
Do you think your personality, is that how you would describe yourself, inspirational?
Positive.
Positive person.
Rally the troops.
No negativity.
No, I only believe in solutions.
Okay. So I ask you, like the Charlie Kirk shooting yesterday in Utah, that had affect you because it's negativity. That's about divided politics.
Negative. No, it didn't affect me. I'm really good at compartmentalizing, and yep. I have a way of just, you know,
separating yourself out of certain situations,
especially negative situations.
Wow, yeah, a terrible, terrible tragedy and everything. Bill Skadere, he's out. Does he need to warm up, or is he ready?
I would think he's kind of nervous.
Okay, now where are you guys going to set up? Right, you're going to set up in the studio. Carl allows nobody water.
Is this a rider we should have got before?
No, I mean,
I know. What the hell? Demanding.
You
water.
Want the 100 towels
you
now?
I'd be drinking Crown.
He wants an Iron City beer. I mean, seriously. 100 towels.
Bushmill whiskey?
POC.
Green M&Ms? I mean, come on.
Yeah, no. You did get asked for green M&Ms. It had to be green, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the acts he brought in and some of the demands.
The stupidest things
rider
they wanted
that they made.
Is...
No, who was that? Because I feel like I've heard that story with the green M&Ms.
I believe that was 98 Degree. What's his Nick Lachey.
Really?
Yeah.
Green M&Ms.
Maybe they like gave him that feel good from like his childhood.
We gave him a great layout of food from his rider. Packed it all up, had the chef pack it all up, put it on the bus, all nice and warm. He gets on and says, you know what? We're just going to go to Wendy's. I went, oh, it's right over there in the parking lot. He goes, well, I go, what are you going to do? Sit down, strike? The show's over. You don't want that food? Go get yourself through the drive-thru.
Wow. Good for you.
Driving me insane during that show. Wanting this, wanting that. Well, Paul Rogers wanted his leather pants dry cleaned right before the show.
I think I told you this story. We had Paul Rogers. He gave me a great interview. He was great. One of the greatest voices in classic rock history. And it always amazed me because when he interviews you, okay, we won the band Free back in 1969, okay? And then next thing you know, me and Simon Cooke, we start Bad Company, mate. And we do. And yet he gets up. I feel like.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Dun, 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 dun. I said, where's that English voice? What happened?
Man, Jimmy Page.
Well, that's like the Beatles, too.
Yeah. Did the firm?
They're very accented, but when they sing, they sound like us.
But, okay, so I got to tell you, so we're at Deerfield. Larry Lomas was putting on the show. So I get the interview with Paul. It was spectacular. I'm backstage with him, ready to bring him out and everything. Capri Cufaro is there. Capri Cufaro.
Oh, wow.
Who a very
what
famous
was the band that she
politician.
Wanted?
She goes, Mr. Sport, she goes, can you do me a big favor? And I said, what do you need, Capri? A long-time friend of mine. She goes, it's my dream to meet Paul Rogers. Oh, my God, can I meet him? I said, come on. And I get back there, and she's talking about her family and all the money they have and everything. And Paul's sitting there and everything. He's like, okay, darling, I understand that you got yourself a lot of money. And all of a sudden, this big... I'm going to say big ass horsefly lands on Paul Rogers' neck. He goes, there's something bite me, mate. There's something bite me. Where am I? I swear to God. Wow. And I'm like, oh, my God. Welcome to Deerfield, Ohio, Paul.
Wow.
I'm like, my God. And he put on such a great show, though. And Capri got to meet him and all.
Well, she wanted to see Duran Duran really bad.
Really?
And we tried to work it out and even send the plane, but they were just not. They were in between. Yeah, she was a big fan. She was at our Foreigner show. She knew Bonham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so after the show, he went up to the suite to hang out with her and them. Yeah. You're a good musician. You like some music.
Now, when I had a chance years ago to interview Foreigner, I couldn't get Lou Gramm because he was sick at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He had rumored to have brain cancer.
He did. He did have.
And I got Mick Jones, the lead guitarist, who was next best thing. He was another one, sounded like Paul Rodgers.
Yeah.
You know,
Same thing.
Lou Gramm didn't have that accent.
Right.
You do these accents very well.
Yeah, thank you very much. But that's pretty much how it went. A big horsefly landed on Paul Rodgers' neck in Deerfield,
funny
Ohio.
Is that?
I was embarrassed for Deerfield, myself, and everybody that I know. Capri Cafaro was like horrified.
Like, only in Ohio.
I know. I really didn't know what to think. Hey, you guys going to perform a couple tunes?
Deer flies.
You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Hopefully a horsefly won't come into the studio.
When you call your town Deerfield, you're going to get deer flies. You're going to get something.
I know.
Yeah, that's a sign.
I'll never forget that as long as I live. All right, we're back with more after this. And we're back on the Mr. Sports Show. Tom Sharp, my special co-host. Hey, Tom, isn't this mad? This is like electric. It's like
it
nuts.
Is. And it's one
a
thing
nutty,
right
chaotic
after another.
And we are graced by the presence of another guest. And I love this guy.
Legendary figure.
He played what at your school dance?
My
and Chuck's
homecoming. You played at.
I played everywhere.
And I had it. I should have bought my yearbook.
Wow. Bill.
As you guys signed.
Welcome to the program.
Well, nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So, where did you go to high school? Let's go
Niles
back.
McKinley Red Dragon.
Oh, legend. What year did you graduate high school, if I could ask?
65.
That's why Barragona always wanted to use you for our fans.
Tony?
Because you guys went to the same school.
We had Denny Liebert on the program, and he just loves like Niles and history and everything. My dad's idol was Tony Mason, and you probably crossed him in school at some point.
Yeah, Tony was the big coach for the, when
Niles
was powerful.
They were really
powerful.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, they were great.
They could use them now.
Yeah, they could
sure can't beat anybody now.
They can use anybody now.
So when did Sideshow begin? How did that all start for you?
It all began in 1975.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
When Rollo and I got together.
Yep.
And we went to pick up some equipment, some PA equipment, and that at a friend's house where it's been in for a long time. And we go down and we get it, and we bring it out to the car. But as we come out, we're all of a sudden we're shaking fleas. Had dogs and fleas all over our pants and clothes.
Oh my God!
So Rollo remembers it well. It was the day we got together. Was the day I gave him the fleas.
And Rollo, of course, had been with the band Mom's Apple Pie, former guest of mine.
That.
And we lost him not long ago.
Right. It's been what?
March.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think Chuck Geiswhite was with me because Tommy was one of my co-hosts on my old show on the Summit on the Closet Classic Theater. Rollo had come in the studio and jamming and just singing and having a great old time. We tried to get him to sing more, but he kind of laid back that night. I remember that. So when you do, who were your influences? I'm curious, for a band that began in 1975.
My mother.
Yeah.
Your mom? My mother was a singer.
Wow.
I mean, and she lives and has, a song
mm-hmm.
on the wall that she wrote. But she was singing all the time. So, let's pretend that we're falling in love. Let's pretend. My mother.
Mom would do that.
She has a thing for that or whatever to get. But anyway.
It didn't work for me, Bill. My grandma used to sing Que Sera, Sera by Doris Day.
No, Que Sera, Sera.
Whatever will be, will be when we were little kids. Yeah, and I never could sing that song. I never could. I let grandma down. I just became a broadcaster instead of a singer. Well, Tom heard me sing 10cc earlier. He thought it was horrible.
Wasn't that bad?
No, come on now.
My mom used to sing Chickadee, Chickadee, Fly Away to me.
Wow.
Before I went to, yeah.
I'm telling you.
So, what.
Like, if somebody goes out to see Sideshow, in case you've been living in a cave and have never seen you perform, what type of music do you do?
Well, we do rock and roll. You know, we were on the, listen to the top 40 of 60s and 70s, you mm-hmm. know, when the top 40 was.
Yeah. Which is the music I love.
Yeah,
me too.
Was good music. You know, Bob Seger, Aerosmith.
Wow, you do all that.
Oh, Rollo does we did Leonard Skinner,
mm-hmm.
Jethro Tull,
whatever. Bob Seger. Yeah, I said
Liz
that.
Wilson was in here, and her flute playing is like she's something.
She's the musician in the band. She was when she took control, she took control with that flute.
How would you put a band together? Do you find a flute player?
That's what I mean.
I'm like, that's extraordinary. And I had to have her on to play the flute, and she did. She was great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How do you put a band together? You find somebody that wants to put a band together, and you do.
Bill, over the years, and you mentioned, let me do math here. 75, that's 50 years. 50 years. So
I was way before that, 1962, with the Rebels.
With the Rebels? Did you record anything on vinyl?
Well, 45s, but I don't have anything. You know.
Were you involved at all with Peppermint? And Gary Ramey.
Yeah, we were.
Del Sencik.
With Gary Ramey and Peppermint, we did a couple songs there.
With the Rebels?
No. I went to Sun. I forget. The recording with
Sunburst.
The Rebels. Go ahead.
Sunburst Records, maybe.
Sunburst Records, yeah. Over in Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we had one called "It's." We did a medley, C minor, F, and G. Which we're going to do today, maybe.
All right. So we're going to take a break here, and we come back. You're going to do an old Jimmy Buffett tune first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the name of this one?
Pirate Looks at 40.
Pirate Looks at 40.
Yeah, Chuck, say 40.
I sing
too.
That.
Say so.
This
I
is going to be fun.
Too.
Tom Sharp might sing in the background. Do some woo-woos and
uh-uhs. Chuck Alberini.
Get ready for that. We're coming back. Yeah. Thank you, Rich. And, of course, Rich Eisen coming up at 1 o'clock on this program. Tom Sharp, a lot of fun reuniting with you today, brother. Bill Skidair, legendary lead front guy with the band Sideshow since 1975. As he mentioned, he goes back to 1962 in the local music business, having kind of a few 45. Roger Lewis was on this show, and he's another one like you, man. Goes back to the 60s. And Jerry Cinefani, yeah, just awesome
stuff. Oh, that's
stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Just terrific stuff.
Jerry was me and Jerry were in a band together for a while.
Really? Which band? Do you remember which one that was?
Well, Sideshow fell apart for a while, so we put a band together at the Parlor in Niles.
Sidekicks.
How do you remember that?
Chuck coming through.
Sidekicks.
That's
me
a good
and
name.
Jerry for a little while.
I wasn't even in the band.
All right, so this is an old Buffett classic. You've got a saxophone in your hands. Chuck's got a guitar in his hands. And How a Pirate Looks at 40, okay? We're going to go Facebook Live here, just so you know. And you can put Tom's good-looking self on there as well.
Tom,
all right.
You've got to sing backup.
Yeah. Oh, I'd
Tom's going to sing backup. Wow, he likes that. Yeah, all right, we're going live here. How come I like this thing's showing me?
Should
hold
I
on
get
a second.
Behind him or what?
Yeah.
Over here. I don't know where to stand.
Right there.
I do sing a little bit backup.
I don't even know how to work this because I got the camera flipped. Oh, there we go.
You just go
there. We go. All right, we're ready to go. Go ahead, guys.
We'll do this twice. I mean, later on in a song before another verse.
And one and two.
You go first.
I love this.
Mother, Mother Ocean, I have heard you call. Wanted to sail upon your water since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. I've watched the men they rode you switch from sail to steam, while in your belly you hold the treasures few have ever seen. Most of them dreams. Most of them dreams. Yes, I am a pirate, 200 years too late. The cannon don't thunder, there's nothing to plunder. I'm an over 40 victim of fate, arriving too late. Arriving too late. I've done a bit of smuggling. I've run my share of grass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but I pissed it away so fast. Never meant to last. Never meant to last. Drunk now for over 2 weeks. I passed out and I rallied and I sprung a few leaks. But I've got to start wishing, I've got to go fishing down to rock bottom again. Just a few friends. Just a few friends. I go for younger women. I've lived with several a while. Although I ran them away, healthy come back one day, and still can manage a smile. Just takes a while. Just takes a while. Mother, Mother Ocean, after all these years I have found, occupational hazard be, occupation just out around, feel like I drown, but I won't wear a frown. I feel like I drown. Gonna get drunk uptown. Feel like I drown. Gonna get drunk uptown. Mother, Mother Ocean.
Unreal, guys. Absolutely fantastic.
That was better. Whoa. The last note we hit, we met.
That's good, man.
I'm telling you, you I still got that. It, brother. Oh, you never lost it.
My throat's gone. I have
enjoyed that.
My throat has moved to Billy Cage. It's a rock and roll.
He's lost his mind, Tom. Oh, where did that come from?
My low end.
Tom jumped 5 feet off his chair.
My low end is.
He's doing Rush now.
I can put this.
Holy cow.
You do C, A minor, F, and G?
I got to have the other horn.
Now, all right, we're going to take a commercial break here, and we'll try to recollect ourselves after Bill Skidair just frightened the living hell out of both of us. All right, we come back. He's still got those pipes.
I haven't sang that song in 40 years.
Mr. Sports Show, Tom Sharp, special co-host. Tommy and I drowning in a saxophone this morning.
Yeah.
they're rehearsing in there. Bill Skidair playing the saxophone. Sideshow, part of Rock for the Care. Just a little $10 donation will get you into the program. That's coming up September the 20th. And Chuck, a week from Saturday, next Saturday, 3 until 11, Ross's Eatery and Pub, 8421 Todd Avenue, Southwest in Warren, 44481. Live music, fetish, gray beer band, Guy and the Citizens, Mr. Lucky with Chuck, Dombrowski Band thrown together, 19th Paradise, The Greasy Boys, and also Sideshow, Care Closet, St. Joseph Mercy Health involved, 50-50 raffle. Still taking contributions if you want to get involved. All contributions can be dropped off at the Ross's Eatery and Pub. And there's some good food out there too, right, Chuck? Get real close to the microphone. We'll take you on that one over there because you're going to have a lot of barbecue out there, which we talked about earlier.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, what you know what? Many people have fallen off that chair. It could be very evil. That's an evil chair.
I even had nothing to drink at. What the hell?
So you've never invited me over to your house to go swimming in a gorgeous pool of yours. Neither of you, Tom. You got a pool, too.
Yeah.
I have been invited to neither of your places. I'll bring me, my five kids, my three grandchildren.
What does that tell you?
Bring them all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Year, there's always next year. That's what we always say about the Browns, too.
Chuck, I still wear floaties. Be quiet, you, because your darn Dolphins got smoked 33-8.
Well, 10 years.
In week one. I don't want to hear it. Don't be bragging. Tyreek Hill, what the hell is he about?
I know. I burnt my I have a hat with a dolphin on it, and I torched it.
Hey, real quick, a review of sports. Ursuline second civil lawsuit brought against them. Warren Harding has decided to cancel their game, which was scheduled for next Friday, the 19th. NFL tonight, it'll be the Packers and Commanders. You could hear it right here on ESPN 94.7. It'll be telecast on Prime with Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit on the call. The Packers are a 3.5-point favorite. Cleveland-Baltimore, 1 o'clock CBS. Baltimore, an overwhelming 12.5-point favorite. Joe Flacco coming out and saying it is a big deal. It's his first trip back to Baltimore as an opposing member. Judkins, recently signed Ohio State second-round draft choice running back, could practice with the team today. Might see him available on Sunday for Cleveland. Seattle at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh a 2.5-point pick, 1 o'clock on Fox. 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy unlikely to play this week against the New Orleans Saints with a toe injury. In fact, he could miss multiple weeks. Major League Baseball, the Guardians blow a 3-2 seventh inning lead. They drop 4-3 to Kansas City, ending their 5-game winning streak. Manzardo has 26th home run. Logan Allen, impressive up top on the hill. 5 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, but still leaves with a 3-2 lead, only to see the bullpen blow it. Cleveland at 74-71, 17 games left, 9.5 back of the Tigers in second place in the American League Central, and they lose a game in the wild card standings, which are tightly packed in there. They couldn't afford to do that. They needed that win last night. They're 3.5 back. Tonight, they'll host Kansas City at 7:15 with Gavin Williams. Pirates lose 2-1 to the Orioles. Paul Skeens, impressive 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs, not even a walk, 8 strikeouts, surpassing 200 strikeouts for the season, but still, the Pirates come up short 2-1 in extra innings against Baltimore. They'll try it again this afternoon, coming up shortly after we get off the air at 105 at Camden against the Orioles. Oviedo will get the call. All right, after all of that, if you go to Rock for Karen, Chuck, you want me to go really badly. I know you do. You want me to go really badly, right? You're just like, you can spend a couple hours with me at Ross's Eatery.
I would be so honored to see you there. I mean,
We are longtime friends.
I know.
Hey, there's one thing I didn't even get to mention. Listen to this, Tom. You want to talk about accolades, a resume? Yeah. Do you know what show this guy was on in the 70s?
No.
Gene Carroll show. Yes. Sure. It what? Doesn't get any bigger than that. Yes. Were you, Bill, you were on Gene Carroll?
I was on Gene Carroll.
I watched that in Polka Varieties with my grandparents every week.
Yeah, I was right after Polka Varieties. Don Webster was the host.
Ah, I remember
that.
We had
a band was called Hot and Nasty. He goes,
wow.
He goes, I don't know which one's hot and which one's nasty, but here they are.
And the Big Five show.
Okay. Okay,
the infamous Don Webster.
Okay, so we got both of you guys ready to go here?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the legendary Bill Scudiere. Chuck Gosway got a brand new guitar, by the way. He's very proud of his guitar. In fact, you're a little too close to that guitar, Chuck. It looks like a brand new lover. And Bill, you're gonna take us back.
I don't want to.
You're gonna take us back on a trip in time.
That's perfect where you're
going. Right there.
With an oldies medley, aren't you?
Right.
This is like an oldies medley. All right.
All right. Whenever you get strum a sound.
And a one, and a two. We got to do the countdown thing to make it official. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh. Remember me, but I remember you. Was not so long ago you broke my heart in two. Tears on my pillow, pain in my heart caused by you. You cheated, you lied,
You said that you loved me. Well, you cheated and you lied. You said that you needed me. Whoa, what can I do? I'm still in love with you. Just one thing that I would like to know, to know, is your love still warm for me? Or has it grown cold? Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer to me.
Nice. Say Thomas, what do you say?
Great,
that was very good.
We didn't practice this.
We didn't rehearse.
Hey, would you start off with the Imperials and the Shields? I mean, my God, you had me right there. Yeah. I'm telling you, Bill. I used to host the Sunday Night Cruise doo-wop show on Oldies 93 for years.
I love doo-wop.
I love it too. And here's the thing about those groups: they would have one hit or two, but if you went and listened to like their catalog. Extraordinary
minor
stuff.
F and G. That's what we call.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was on a 45.
Too. Wow. Yeah.
You know, when we were buying acts, we'd go to Vegas. You know, and they'd have showcases, and I sat in the front row where everybody else like weren't even listening. Chubby Checker.
Yep.
I mean, I'm just sitting.
I did
sitting
sound
there.
For Chucky.
I'm watching all these acts and thinking, nobody's even paying attention. I mean, I was just like a little kid sitting there watching it.
Absolutely.
McLean singing.
With the Moody Blues?
Yeah, and then they had the lead singer of. They had the lead singers of a bunch of bands, which really the lead singer is the band, in my mind.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Well, it's their voice that you.
Don McLean saying American Pie.
Don McLean.
Right in front of me.
Okay, I thought you meant McLean.
Right in front of me.
Wow.
My low end is. I did a show with the Drifters back in 1990.
Maybe it's mine.
I was their supporting bass player and opened up.
Wait, Chuck doing a show with the Drifter. Nobody can hear you, Chuck. You realize that. You're 40 miles away.
You're out in the car talking.
Like, you want me to do an oldies medley throw there? I'll do the heartbeat. You're 1,000 miles away. Now, go ahead. What were you saying?
Put your day job wherever you
are. Oh, come on now.
But, I did a show back in 1990 during the Gulf War with the Drifters.
Wow.
In Lima, Ohio.
I was in the opening band. I was a supporting bass player on the stage with the Drifters.
They went through a lot of different variations. I want to say Charlie Thomas was doing a lot of stuff with the Drifters at one time.
Yeah, Charlie Thomas is who I played with.
Yeah, they had Benny King. They had a million different
Benny guys. Benny King was in the hospital because he had throat cancer.
Did you guys go to those vocal group Hall of Fame shows we had at Eastwood Field?
Yeah.
And all those bands. I mean, just one right after
the harmony's extraordinary.
Yeah.
With my band, The Rebels, we opened the Four Seasons.
Wow.
At Conneaut Lake Park.
No way.
Conneaut Lake
when
Park.
When was that?
Four Seasons.
What year was that?
That had to be right before I got drafted, about 65, 66.
So right in their heyday, you got to go. Oh, wow.
I'd seen them before that. I'd seen them at Packard Music Hall. I met Frankie.
Wow.
You know, at Packard Music Hall a year or two before that.
Wow.
Hey, Bill, how about he's still doing it, man? I went to see him probably about 6 years ago. He's still alive, still singing out there. He can't hit the high notes. He has 9,000 people behind him and take care of that sort of thing.
Yeah. Wayne Newton is, too. He's still doing it.
Yeah,
I met him 3 years ago.
Blessed to have these guys with us.
Yeah, I got pictures with him and everything.
Because once all these people are gone, the music's gone. That's why they have tribute bands all the time.
There's
nothing. Nobody doing, instruments and a bunch of hits. That's why it's hard to do a concert with any new group, because they only have two or three hits. You can't do a 2-hour show with these people.
Who's got a hit that can be played by a local band?
Yeah, I agree with
except unless it's country.
Country's taken off. I think the demise of Top 40 radio and what it's become has allowed country to boom. Yeah, I agree with that.
Top 40 country.
But also, so a lot of that country starts to sound the same, though. It's just like one kind of, My Tractor Sexy, songs like that. Come on.
Yeah, I know. My Tractor Sexy.
You're running out of things to sing about. Come on, man.
Hey, did I catch you looking twice at that John Deere tractor of mine?
I think Hank Williams sang about his dog dying.
Who are
Mr. Bojangles, at least.
Face Down at Christmas again. Yeah, we know all the songs. But, Bill, who are some of the other prominent acts that you get to come across in your career, maybe even open for?
You opened up for the Animals, didn't you?
No, I opened up for Eric Burden.
Eric Burden, wow.
Where was that at?
He was on Tomorrow Club. Mountain, Leslie West,
yeah.
The Michael Stanley Band somewhere. Mm-hmm. I think it was a cook-off.
And that was probably us, cook-off.
Yeah.
Didn't you do the car show we had with Eric Burden at the Eastwood with the car show?
Yeah.
That's where I... Yeah. You did that. We had Eric Burden. We had... what was that other group? Something in the Wheels?
Mitch Ryder, Detroit Wheels.
Yeah, Detroit Wheels.
Mitch Ryder, that's a great show.
Show.
I don't remember, man. Mitch Ryder's one of my favorites, but I don't remember the concert.
The Beach Boys played the one day, and then we did...
I do remember that. I do. I
Eric Burden, and then Mitch Ryder was the last day.
God knows, I was in so many places and so many shows and everything.
Some of them run together, because I start thinking, wait, was that 2003?
Yeah,
that
I know. 2003? I know.
Were you involved in the Farmer Jim Jam when they had it or not?
No, but I was there.
Dominic was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dominic Baragona.
Dominic did that.
Sideshow played.
Dominic was the put us in a lot of nice places.
Yeah, he did. You were in my motorcycle show, too.
Yeah, Dominic lived one street over from me.
He was a great guy.
On the same street.
You guys played through the whole thing. It was a madhouse, and they just kept rolled right on through it.
Yeah, Freddie lives on right. He's a neighbor of mine.
Hey, you kind of did that one thing off there. Do that loud voice again that you got. That loud rock voice. Could you do one?
Well, it's squeeze him. Uh-huh. Been a long time since a rock and roll. Been a long time since I did the stroll. Carry me back.
Wow, he's going to go through the...
Baby, where I come from. Been a long time.
Yeah.
Boom.
Woo.
Skidera, you still rocking it.
Hey, I got him off the couch, man.
Look! You unleashed a monster. Yeah, I mean, he's back. He's having fun.
He's back on the road now doing Led Zeppelin.
We actually did a show August 31st at the Ohio Inn. It was 50th anniversary of Sideshow.
Wow.
It was supposed to be with Rollo, but of course Rollo passed away in March, and Scotty Grable filled in. And Scotty Grable's an alumni of Sideshow also.
Yeah, he's a great guitar player.
And it was packed, and it was great to see all the fans from Sideshow over all the years.
Yeah, him and Rollo sort of balance out. Rollo had his, and he had.
How old was Rollo when he passed away?
69.
Wow. What happened? What?
Pancreatic cancer.
We lost Rollo.
That's how we lost Dominic Barragona from pancreatic cancer.
Yeah. We did a show in October for Billy Lohr, who was a bass player for Sideshow, Celebration of Life, and that's the last time we played.
And Gary Mills. Yeah, we lost two bass players, two guitar players, two drummers.
Wow.
And you know what, Chuck, you remind me a lot of Gary Markowski. I remember one time we were in a morning show, and Gary walked in the studio, and I remember Scott Kennedy turned to Gary, and he goes, and Gary had a guitar in his hand. He always carried it around. It was like his pillow, like Linus with the blanket or something. And
you hear that, Gary, if you're listening?
You just don't give a damn about that red light being on, do you, Gary? And Gary started laughing, and we had a good laugh about it and everything. Gary would just keep playing that guitar all morning, you know, even when Scott was trying to talk, and it was amazing. And everything. Chuck, how long have you been playing guitar?
Since 1969.
1959.
I taught myself.
Who were your guitar influences?
Locally?
I know you're gonna tell me Phil Keaggy, right?
Yeah.
Everybody mentions him.
John Harrow from Freeman Sound.
Okay.
He's my idol.
Right.
Sideshow, growing up listening to Sideshow. I used to go watch Sideshow play, and then luckily I got to play with them years later.
My biggest
influence was the Beatles.
How did you and Bill strike up a friendship?
Bill was looking for a bass player.
Okay.
I had met him years ago, but he forgot all about me. You know, I was like, you know. But anyway,
I know.
So a friend of mine,
I like that look he gave you.
He called a friend of mine, Danny Streifert, who was a sound man for mine back in the 80s. And we had been good friends. He played with Jeff Welsh. He was the bass player for Jeff Welsh.
Yeah.
Bill said, hey, I need a bass player. You want him to come? He goes, you got to call Chuck Geisblake. And that's how I met him.
He's been here since.
Rick Young was the guitarist. We played 2 weeks together. Then he moved on. Then Keith Burke joined the band.
He moved on.
And Rollo came back, and we never missed a beat. Yeah.
Wow. Looking back over the years, you guys, for both of you, what would you say that there one venue that no longer exists that, boy, you wish you could go back and play there?
McMenemy's.
Where?
McMenemy's. That's where I met you at.
Yeah. Yeah.
The old Fairway.
Tomorrow Club.
Bike Night.
That was it.
Bike Night at McMenemy's. That was the ultimate for me.
Tomorrow Club on the big stage with the spotlight came
on. That was a good, yeah.
You were ready. You had me ready, yeah. Boink. There you are.
Did you ever do the Outdoor Park Ballroom?
With the Rebels with Boots Bell.
With Boots?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, WHOT 1330.
Yes, indeed, Doody Daddy.
Yes, yes, indeed, Doody Daddy.
We played the teen dances in Sharon at the American Legion.
Oh, wow.
With Boots.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Without question, the most remembered and revered radio personality that will ever exist. Nobody will come along and be able to do that. I think in terms of longevity,
his voice was so distinct.
It was. I lost my longtime friend, but I think in terms of longevity, what A.C. McCullough left us with, the legacy and stuff, that
he was another one, his voice.
Because no one's going to last on the air that long.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, he got to start when he was young and became a WHOT icon. Tommy, I got to tell you, if I could have worked at any station, I'm very thankful for the Y103 days. I that would be my second choice, but my first choice would have been WHOT because of the legacy and all the, you know, the Boots Bells and the Dick Thompsons, Johnny Kays, and all those
I remember.
Guys.
We're
just down.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're done.
WSRD.
We're not on the radio.
Oh, the Wizard.
Anymore.
Yeah.
We Who are? Was Tommy Thomas
we're still
John
on the radio?
Yeah.
He would be like me. And I was just a kid. Like, I always thought his voice was
TJ
so,
came
oh,
in. He
the
was
Wizard.
In the studio a few weeks ago, and he was
Thomas John.
Yeah, he was here. He was just terrific.
Oh yeah, I've
just terrific.
With him a few times. Salem.
Hey, we got about 3 minutes. You guys want to conjure something up real quick?
I do a blues and.
I got 3 minutes left. All right, here we go.
About moving on over.
Moving on over.
Well, I come in last night about a half past 10. Moving on over. You ain't keep rocking on over.
Well, we bought a little dog, a big bad dog, Berlin. She told me not to mess around. I don't let that deal go down. Move it all over. Slide it all over. Well, we bought a little dog, the big bad dog, moving in. That's right. Come on, Bill. Easy now. Move it all over. Get it all over. Slide it all over. Well, move over, cool dog. Hot dog. Moving here.
All right, boys.
Woo. Every time I hear that, I think it was
Bill Skadere, Chuck Guyswhite, a sideshow will be.
Sideshow.
Classic. Yeah. Again, Fetish, Greybeard Band, Guy and the Citizens, Mr. Lucky, Chuck Guyswhite, Sideshow, Bill Skadere, yeah. Dombrowski Band, thrown
Thanks
together.
Guys, I got being to here.
Sing along. Tom's going to come up and sing with us.
Tom's going to get up there, man. And sing. Tom, are you going to get up there and sing?
I enjoy
with
it. Heck yeah. I'll do
that. Tom's a big ham. He'll love that.
I love that.
19th Paradise, the Greasy Boys, Rock for Care.
John's going to sing 10cc, right?
I'll sing 10cc. Yeah. You heard me today in all my glorious vocal tones. Anyway, $10 donation. It is a week from this Saturday. It is on September the 20th from 3 until 11. Ross's Eatery and Pub on Todd Avenue in Warren. Guys, I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, sir. Thank you both. Nice meeting you, Tom.
It was great meeting you.
Absolutely. I'm going to keep that here. So it will continue to mention it as the event gets closer. All right, Tommy and I got to take a break. We're going to go from music to sports. We're going to talk bocce.
There we go.
Tom, a world-renowned bocce player. Maybe not, but
I can't wait.
We're going to find out about bocce. Big upcoming tournament. And we'll tell you how you can actually be good enough to get paid to play bocce.
That's amazing.
As my buddy Frank Popio is. We're coming back with more on the Mr. Sports Show. Stick around.